Hi, my name is Rob, and this is my weekly podcast. Each week, I sit down with a different guest, and we talk about things that you have been up to in the fandom. Are we going to talk about everything? Of course not. It's only an hour. Will we communicate effectively? It's a wheel of time. Probably not. But will we have fun? Most definitely. Welcome to Malkir's Wrap-Up.
Is that a snake riding a unicycle? And then Paul Bialchek, one of the old official Wheel of Time artists, made these shirts.
That is amazing. wow. I was looking at it. I was like, is this a snake, like, that's very scared type look? I'm not sure what's going on.
Yeah. It kind of looks like a chapter icon a little
It really
bit.
Does. Yeah. That's very cool. Okay. Well, that's a great story. I'm going to have to put that in to the podcast, I think.
Yeah, absolutely. having been, like, you know, at JordanCon for like, this year is 15 years. Like, there's just so much little nonsense just from being around.
I bet. And hello, we have Bane Shead and Garen Stonewolf listening.
Yay. Hello. All right, cool.
All right, we'll crack into it.
Yeah. What do you got for me?
Hello, welcome to Malkir's Wrap-Up. We're on episode 11 this week, solidly into double figures now. And joining me for that double figure episode, mm-hmm. I don't know why I'm suddenly, you know, fixated on double figures, but we are. It's legs 11.
I have a bit of a double figure, so it's okay.
Join the club, buddy. As you've just heard, it's Tom from Dragon Mat. How you doing, Tom?
Hey, I'm good. Pretty good.
Thank you.
It's a beautiful Sunday here in abnormally cold Florida.
Ah, yeah, it was cold here this morning, but we're a smidge further north than Florida, so
yeah, just a little bit.
Just a skosh, yeah. So you can't see, but Tom has joined me in his pajamas, as he described them pre-show. So
I said, "Are we recording video or an audio or just audio?" He's like, "Well, we could see each other, but I'm not going to record." I'm like, "Yay, pajamas!"
It's the best. It's good when you can record in comfort clothes. So.
Exactly. Well, yeah. I mean, I'm usually wearing pajama pants when I'm recording anything. But
nice.
Not to break the immersion, but yeah.
I mean, they can only see the top half when you're recording.
True.
So
it's true.
Yeah, you're not walking around anywhere, you know.
Yeah, so. I have like work pajamas. Those are the pajamas I change out of from when I wake up in the morning to like my lounging / work pajamas. That's what we change into when we're, you know, just in the house, because my wife and I both are, like, you know, from home. Yeah, completely now. So
nice. Yeah, I'm like that too. I have sweatpants, and they're like my go-to lounge around the house clothing of choice. So yeah, well, it's great to have you here, buddy.
Thank you.
I don't think I've talked properly to you since we did the rewatch.
Yeah, the rewatch. Yeah,
where I was there for episode 7. So, and now you're on. Actually, before we talk about all of that,
all right, okay,
yeah, let's talk about Dragonmount. Tell us a little bit about you and Dragonmount, and then we'll get to know you specifically after that.
All right. So me and, well, we'll start with Dragonmount. So Dragonmount this year is their 25th, our 25th anniversary. From when Jason started Dragonmount. So that's kind of crazy. Dragonmount is older than a lot of people that we know from the Wheel of Time.
That is so true. Older than a fair amount of the actors in the show as well.
Yo, dude, I didn't even think about that. That's messed up.
Sorry, man.
No, it's hilarious. But yeah, no, I mean, I've been a part of Dragonmount since the early days, but not like super like into. Like, I didn't know a lot of people back in the day.
Right.
My wife and I started dating because of a shared interest on Wheel of Time. And then, like, the first, one of the first things that we did together, like, we were dating for, like, 4 or 5 months. But after Robert Jordan passed, there was the big, I don't know if you remember seeing it, there was a big article in the paper here. But it's been, you know, like it's a pretty famous image. It's like an artist depiction of Robert Jordan handing a kneeling Brandon Sanderson the dragon banner.
Yes, I have seen this. Yeah, it's okay. It's an iconic image. Yeah.
So, and in that article, they announced the first Jordan Con. So I was like, oh, hey, babe, look, they're doing this Wheel of Time convention. Let's go check it out. So we drove from New York to Georgia, and that's kind of where we met everybody. That's like, I had posted and stuff on Dragon Mount and on Tarvalon.net, like a little bit, but I didn't know any, like, we didn't know anyone. So we just went to the first Jordan Con, pretty much knowing nobody. And then, you know, this is kind of what's come from that.
Wow.
Yeah, like we met Jen and Jimmy, who were the chairs of Jordan Con. We met Jason that year. He was he was part of the. So a thing that they do for those who have never been to Jordan Con is part of the opening ceremonies is always like a skit. Right. And it started because at this first one, they did like a reading, like a rendition of I forgot actually which prologue it was. It was one of the prologues. It might have been the Darkfriend Social.
Good choice if it was.
Yeah. So it was Jason and Lee Butler, Maria, Harriet, Allen, the current Amerlin seat of Tarvalon.net, and then Jen and Jimmy Liang, who are the con chairs of JordanCon. And they did the skit together with a couple other people. And it kind of became a tradition since then. And, you know, that's when I met everybody, though. So that's kind of where my foot got into the door of the, so to speak, of the like official part of the Wheel of Time fandom.
Wow. So you've made it to every JordanCon? You've been there since day dot? And
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. That first one, my wife and I, Jen and Jimmy joke, they call us Volunteer 1 and Volunteer 2 because we were the first volunteers. After opening ceremonies, everyone kind of fucked off and went to go like take pictures and like, kind of reminisce because they had they used to be the Wheel of Time track at Dragon Con
right
before that, and they canceled that track after Robert Jordan died because the people that ran it Dragon Con because they were like, oh, no one's gonna do this anymore. And Jen was since she used to run the track, she was like, you know what, fuck you guys, I'm gonna make my own con. And
wow.
So a lot of the people knew each other from that.
Okay. They cut it that quick?
Yeah. They cut it pretty quick. Yeah. And so we stuck around after the opening ceremonies and we were helping clean up and at that time, Jordan Con was in one ballroom, which split into two rooms.
Right.
So there was just two rooms and like a small, I think it was like a double tree in Georgia still.
Gotcha.
And we were helping them clean up. So they dubbed us Volunteer 1 and Volunteer 2. And then since then we became, in the early days, there wasn't really like staff. It was just like you just work for JordanCon and you do stuff. Like everyone kind of just picked up a hat at whatever random point and did stuff.
Yeah.
And we, from then on, every year we've taken on more and more responsibilities at JordanCon.
Yeah, you do a lot of JordanCon from what I understand.
Yeah. Actually, up until this year, I was the director of guest services, which is like, you know, like the authors and speakers, the attending professionals of the con. So like, you know, do all the communications with them and all that nonsense. And my wife was the deputy officer of communications. So she's like, she has an MBA and like a degree for like marketing and in like social media marketing and stuff. So she, communications was in charge of our social media, marketing, brand, all that. So she was the deputy officer, which is like the title. Officer is the person in charge of the department. So.
Right. So you set up till this year. Are you changing roles?
Yeah, I actually am no longer a full-time staff at JordanCon anymore. I am now a free agent.
Wow.
Yeah, so I'm still helping out. Like I'm going to...
You're still volunteer one.
Yeah. Well, no, I'm two. I'm number two.
Oh, you are number two. Okay.
I am number two. Erin is number one.
Fair enough.
She would definitely want me to correct that.
It's on record. You're okay. You're thank safe.
You. Yeah. No, I'll still be volunteering. I'll help out because I just, you know, I've been doing it for, I think I became like official staff like 12 years ago.
Right.
So like, I just know a lot of the workings and stuff like that. So I'll help out. And I'm still friends with everybody there. So.
Yeah. Well, that's awesome. You know, I'm glad you're still sticking around, even if you're not full time.
Thanks.
You know, I've only been to one JordanCon, but it was a blast to actually meet you in person there. So
yes, I remember.
I will be there again this year.
Yay! That's That's fun. So, I'll be at WattCon as well this year.
Well, WattCon's probably unlikely for me, sadly.
It's a long way for you.
Yeah, and it's very quick after Jordan Con, and but we'll see. You never know. So how did you get into like Dragonite? You said you posted early on, but obviously now you're very heavy in that, aren't you?
There was the Dragon Mountain used to be mainly just the forums, and in the early days, through Jason kind of befriended Team Jordan and Bandersnatch through the fandom. Like Robert Jordan kind of embraced Tarvalon.net, AgeofLegends.net, and Dragonmount as like official fandom communities.
Right.
Early on, which was great. They did get cease and desist letters early on, like before that. but then after they, talked with Robert and Robert Jordan and Harriet and all them, they were like, all right, these people they're not trying to like sell things or anything. They're just a fan community.
They
kind of embrace them. Robert Jordan at the end of his life, when he was doing a lot of blog posts, he used Dragonmount as his official blog.
Yeah.
So I was reading all of that, obviously.
I've read that blog. It's pretty amazing.
Yeah. And through going to JordanCon, honestly, I met Jason and we became friends. And about whenever I started doing this Dragonmount like YouTube stuff, I want to say what, like 3 years ago now, or 4 years ago now, Jason and his like second in command, Kathy Campbell, who also works at JordanCon, because JordanCon, the Wheel of Time community is nothing if not incestuous. It's like everyone knows everybody that is involved in everything and like five different things. It's just you go with who you know, right?
Yeah.
They approached me and Ebony and Kitty about doing, at the time they were thinking it would be like a serious news type show where like we would be like pretend like we were news anchors.
Wow. Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. And we kind of moved away from that before we even filmed the first episode of it.
not something you found exciting or engaging?
Yeah,
or?
We were like, I don't know. Like we thought at first we thought like, oh yeah, that would be funny. Like as a gag, like we thought it was a gag. And Jason was like, no, I think it would be great if it was like a serious news show. I'm like, I don't think anyone wants to watch that.
Is there enough news to do a regular serious news show?
That's what I said too. I was like, do we know anything? Like, are we going to get, like, are they get, like, if they are going to give us information, maybe we could do that, but we're just like making stuff up. Like, what are we going to talk about?
Yeah.
We moved away from that before we even recorded anything. That was just the initial pitch of like, here's the idea that I threw at the wall. And we just, we went into that. I've known Kathy for years through Tarvalon.net. She's an Aes Sedai on Tarvalon.net. I've known Ebony and Kitty forever too. Also Kitty from Tarvalon.net, Ebony just through social media and stuff like that. And Jordan Khan. And they were like, yeah, no, we want you guys to be our face for a while. So now we've been doing this for like 4 years now.
Nice. Because yeah. We've met each other. Met Ebony at JordanCon. I met Jason and Kathy when they were in London for the premiere year before last. But I've not met Kitty, which is funny because Kitty does the cooking.
Yeah,
so yeah, I remember when I saw her honey cakes episode, I was like, oof, I thought my recipe took a long time.
Yeah,
there was a lot of work in her recipe. It looked great. I have to say, I was disappointed I couldn't try, but yeah.
She's actually a really good cook, and her
I can tell.
Well, her partner is like a professional chef at like a super duper high end. Like they live in California.
Please tell me they've not watched my videos then.
I don't know.
No. Please block them from Kitty, please.
they live in LA, and like they work at some like super high end steakhouse that like actors and shit go to.
Oh wow! Okay, that's impressive.
Yeah, but she loves cooking and she loves doing that. I can
definitely tell she practices a lot with what recipe she's demonstrating, and she's got all the gadgets. And I've watched a few, and I'm just like, I mean, I'm jealous of the bench that she can record across. That's like not a style of kitchen you get in the UK a lot. So I have to do funky. I haven't done a food video in a long time, but when I have done them, I have to do weird angles with cameras and things. And it's just, it's a pain. But I can tell.
Strapped to the ceiling somehow.
Some bizarre things like that. I can tell that, you know, she enjoys it. And I've definitely been jealous of some of the equipment she's had on the odd occasion. But I'm like, that's great, but I would only use it that one time. So I don't make that style of thing very often.
I guarantee she steals stuff from the kitchen all the time at their restaurant. Oh, like, I'm going to do a thing. I need one of these weirdo $5,000 things for Mark.
I mean, I absolutely did not have things in my kitchen right now that came home from work and never went back. I promise you that's Mark. speaking of the things you do for Dragon Mat, you've been doing the rewatches, haven't you?
Yes. Yeah. That was another thing that we kind of just had a random idea for. It started out as one of the other people that do social media was like, hey, I'm going to rewatch the show and I'm going to do like a Twitter thread, a live Twitter thread as I watch it and just like tweet my thoughts as I watch each episode. And we were like, is anyone going to read like a 50 post thread of someone watching the thing? And we were like, probably not. And then we were like, all right, well, what if we do like a podcast about it? And then it turned into the first rewatch with Rebecca and Ebony and I, and then we enjoyed it. And we were like, let's keep doing this. And there's not, you know, the new season's not going to be for a while, so we can do more shows. It doesn't just have to be real time.
Yeah.
And we kept doing it. But Rebecca, actually, she has two young children, and she's just starting a new job, so she wasn't able to keep doing it.
Right. Yeah, so you've done Wheel of Time. You did Rings of Power, which I actually finished yesterday. Yeah, I did do reactions for the first four. And then I've got to be honest, it was Dragon for me. It was hard work. The ending was fine. You know, it got to the end and I was like, okay, it was an okay season. You know, I'd give it like a solid 5 out of 10 or something, you know, like it was okay.
Yeah, that's fair. That's entirely fair.
I just like got to episode four. I'm like, no, I'm just not engaged to watch the rest of them and do reactions at the same time. I know you're doing Mandalorian next.
Yeah, I'm really excited for that. I love Star Wars. I'm a huge Star Wars fan. I'm not a big fan of the Star Wars community for the most part.
Oh, really? I've never get involved. Okay. I'm terrible. I've not been involved with any other community. I think the closest is like on the odd occasion, I find like a little gateway to like the 17th Shard stuff. And I'm like, I definitely don't have the PhD required to talk in here.
Me either. Dead ass serious. Me either.
I'm like talking to Anas, who is a huge, I feel like he's a secret 17th Shard member because he just knows everything about everything. It feels like talk to him sometimes. I'm like, dude, I don't know enough. You know, you're talking about like Warbreaker, which is my favorite Sanderson book. And even I feel like I'm stupid compared to you. So
1,000%. When I hear some of these people, like even in the Sanderson track at JordanCon, I'm like, I can't even like they're like, oh, do you want to be on any of the Sanderson panels? I'm like, nope. Nope. I love the stuff. I could not sit up there and talk about any of it.
Yeah. Is there a panel where it's just people who love it and don't actually know what they're talking about? I'll be on that panel.
Yeah, that's the panel I want to be on. I'll moderate that one.
Yes.
Oh, man. So. No, yeah, the Star Wars community is pretty, pretty toxic.
It's, wow.
Not like everybody, but I'm sure you heard of like the craziness that happened after like, you know, the old prequels with the guy that played Jar Jar Binks and the one that played Skywalker and then the kid and then, you know, all the recent stuff with what's her name? Kelly Marie Tran? Yeah.
I actually don't know. Now you've said this.
I think that's her name. I don't know. The Asian actress who played the pilot in the sequel movies.
Yeah.
Yeah. People were giving her all kinds of shit. And then the guy that played Finn, like there's a lot of toxic people in that community. I feel like it's because it's an older fandom too. Like
That's fair. I mean, the originals came out in the 70s. Yeah. So
78 or 79.
Very late in the 70s. So that was, that's fair. That's a shame because, I mean, it's very divisive. There's a lot of things in there. I watched Obi-Wan, for example, and I thought it was, excuse my French, horseshit. For me, it needed eight episodes. It needed six. Oh, it needed eight. There was too much like moments where it was, you know, just sped up, particularly Obi-Wan's journey, where he goes from his lows to his highs, and everything about the interaction between Obi-Wan and Darth Vader was just playing on nostalgia rather than action. And I get that, and I'm, you know, that's fine, but I wanted something more, you know, just, I don't know the appropriate phrase. I'm not good
depth,
with the
maybe?
Yeah, more depth.
New.
Yeah. Yeah, more nuance rather than just being a case of like, here's the nostalgia of Obi-Wan and Darth Vader.
That's why I loved it, is because of the nostalgia.
Yeah, and that's totally fair, but that's just not what I wanted going into it. So for me, it wasn't. But I also
love Ewan McGregor. Like, I love him.
Yeah, he is top notch. Yeah. Yeah. Absolutely good one there. So when did you start The Mandalorian, out of curiosity? Remember you posted somewhere.
We start on the 13th, I believe. Yes, the 13th.
Nice. And are you doing both seasons?
No, we're just going to do season one. We're for now, like, I don't know, like, if our next show will be, maybe we'll do season two for like the next show. Our plan for the future shows is to do, come up with like a list of like a handful of things and then do polls to see what, you know, people want to watch with us. Because our idea for this is kind of like, and this is what caught, like, honestly, there was like five or six comments. Someone made a comment and then like five or six people joined in. And then that comment is what made me want to keep doing it. And it was, someone said in chat, when we were live on, I think when we were watching The Wheel of Time, they were like, oh my God, thank you so much for doing this. Like, I don't have anyone to watch this show with, and watching it with you guys is like sitting on the couch watching it with my friends or something.
Aww.
And we were like, oh my God, that's awesome. And then we're like, well, I want to keep watching shows now. Like, so
yeah,
that's kind of like how we're thinking of it. Like, you know, just watching shows with your friends and, you know, bullshitting as you watch. That's why it's a rewatch. Like, so it's not like we're watching it for the first time. It's okay if we talk through it.
Yeah. Well, okay. Here's a suggestion for you. I want to put on the list. Yeah. The Last of Us.
Oh, yeah. I mean, yes.
That has to be something you put on.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I'm watching them live right now, and they're fantastic.
Yeah, I'm behind. But
so you haven't seen the third episode then?
I have not seen the third episode.
Okay.
And I said the fourth one comes out tonight.
Be prepared.
Yes, I've seen people being like, thankfully, where I do see comments about it, people spoiler bar stuff if they need to. So it's very good.
Anything.
I appreciate that. So yeah, I'm behind, but I have a couple of days this week where I've got a chance to catch up. So, but yeah, by the time we do Mandalorian, The Last of Us will be finished. Yeah. So yeah, definitely put that on the list at some point.
100%. I wish we could have did. I like when we were thinking of shows to put on for Star. Like, we knew we wanted to do a Star Wars show because season three of Mandalorian starts in March. So we'll be finishing season one right as season three is starting. So we were like, let's definitely do a Star Wars show. Some one that's tied to the Mandalorian. So that's, we came up with Kenobi, Mandalorian, season one and two, and then Book of Boba Fett. Cause those are all kind of tied to the Mandalorian story that's happening.
Yeah. I didn't do it deliberately, but when I saw the Mandalorian trailer, I was like, I need to rewatch seasons one and two now, forgetting that I was already booked on with you guys. I was like, it doesn't matter, cause I'll just rewatch it again. And I've been doing the Twitter thread thing. So I've done episodes one and two so far, which is good fun. Like, you know, just fun for me to do as I refresh watching them. So
I really enjoyed them. Jon Favreau and Dave Filoni are geniuses.
Yeah, I agree. So,
real quick. Speaking of Jon Favreau,
he's coming on the channel.
Oh, I wish. I am going to reach out to him for a specific reason, and I'll say in a second why. It's because of this show. So he did a movie a few years ago called The Chef.
Right.
The little fun little like feel good movie, I would say. It's on Netflix. Fantastic movie though. The gist of the story is he was like a French chef, like a classically trained French chef. And
look this up.
And, he gets fed up on being in this restaurant. He wants to like, cooking is like an art to him. So he wants to like, you know, really get into it and explore it. So he opens up a food truck and it's like a bonding story between him and his son / him making this food truck. It's him and John Leguizamo. And I love John Leguizamo as well. Like, he's one of my favorite actors. I've loved him since Tu Wong Fu. This is one of my favorite movies. But he's like his partner in the food truck with him. So anyway, the consultant on that show is a really famous chef who it kind of is his story where a little bit like he was a classically French trained chef who quit and opened up a food truck. But he's like super famous now. His name is Roy Choi. And they met because Gwyneth Paltrow really liked his tacos and brought to like the set of the first Iron Man movie. And that's how they became friends. Roy Choi used to complain because no one ever depicted a kitchen correctly in movies.
Oh, they never do. They really don't. I watch them. I'm just like, that's not right. You don't know.
Well, maybe you'll agree with him. He said the only one that got even remotely close was Ratatouille.
Yes. Ratatouille is a pretty close. He's right. That's very true. Yeah. Perfect. I definitely hear that one.
That is the quote that he said. So,
but yeah, the amount of times you see them, just like something happens, that, yeah, they're like, bullshit. "Oh, I'll just go and deal with that," and they just walk off the line simple things like that. You can't do that. Like I'm knee deep. I got 30 checks on. I can't just walk away. You know, you're the head chef. It doesn't mean I can just walk away though. No. You know, yeah. So, I won't get on a rant. There's a million things.
No, but
I won't
it's get okay. On a rant. So Roy Choi was like, "If I consult for this movie, you have to listen to me. If I say this wouldn't happen in kitchen, we don't do it." You know. Like, absolutely. So long story short is Jon Favreau really enjoyed cooking Roy Choi. And then they became really close friends very fast. And they were like, let's keep doing this. And they made a kind of like a cooking show, but it's not like they're not teaching you how to cook. It's more just them cooking together in Jon Favreau's house. And it's really fun, like their interactions.
So it's they're just hanging out cooking whatever they want to cook, and there happens to be a camera there, basically.
Correct.
I love that idea.
And occasionally, like they'll go and like they went to Robert Rodriguez's house because Robert Rodriguez, is, for people who don't know, he's a famous director and writer. He also loves to cook. So like you know they were like Robert and Jon Favreau is friends with him, so he's like, come over to my house and we'll film an episode, and I'll cook some, I'll make chocolate for you guys because he likes to make chocolate. And
just casually make chocolate. Yeah. Okay. Why not? Yeah. You know,
and then him and, another episode, Jon Favreau couldn't, they were like, oh, we can't film this episode because I have to go record lines for Star Wars, Clone Wars. Cause Jon Favreau does a voice in that. Right. So he was going to the, Skywalker Ranch, and they were like, well, let's just film there. Like we'll get food from the ranch and we'll just film an episode there. And they were like, all right. So they filmed an episode there and Dave Filoni came on with him. But I actually wanted to see if I could reach out to Jon Favreau and Roy Choi because I would love to interview them because their just interactions on the show is like the most – it's like the least toxic masculine friendship I've ever seen. And it's
oh, my God.
Amazing. Like Jon Favreau – like Roy Choi is constantly feeding Jon Favreau, like feeding him with a spoon.
Nice.
Like he's like, here, taste this. And then like they share spoons and like it's just – they're so cute together and I love them. And just
so what is that show called?
That is just The Chef Show.
The Chef and the Chef. Okay, so Chef is the movie and then this is The Chef Show. Okay.
That's my go-to show if I'm like in a bad mood. I'll just put that on in the background.
All right. I've made notes. I feel like those have been added to the list. I like this. Sorry.
But that's my tangent. I am actually going to see if I can interview them because I would love to interview them like and talk about like seeing positive male relationships on
that's amazing.
Television. I was going to loosely try to tie it to the Wheel of Time because I really liked the way Barney Harris and Yosha and Marcus are together on camera as well.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah, that's
there's a lot of good scenes with them.
Obviously I haven't seen the show you're talking about, but you know, the way you've described it and the way they act. Yeah, absolutely. I love that. So I thought you were going to tie it into be like, and then I'm going to pull Kitty in and we're all just going to make honey cakes.
We could. I would love to.
Yeah.
I've tweeted at Roy Choi a couple of times when I've cooked food and he's replied. So like, that's as close as I've gotten.
There we go. That's the first step. You're in. I love this. I will be watching Front Row Center where you do that. Absolutely.
I would be amazing. I would like, I'd be like, all right, you can kill me now. I'll just ask Jon Favreau all questions about the movie PCU that he did.
PCU?
Yeah, it was an old movie.
He
played a burnout college kid, like,
right,
like just high all the time, and he was like an idiot. It was hilarious.
I love it. He's going to be like, this is the best interview I've ever had. Like, you're not bugging me about Iron Man. You're not bugging me about Marvel.
Not a single question.
You're not bugging me about Star Wars. You're asking me about food and masculinity that isn't toxic and old school movies I've been in and done.
I always do. Like, I always say I want to do that if I ever run into an actor. And I got to do it one time at Universal Studios, like 10 years ago, used to do celebration of Harry Potter,
right?
Kind of like Star Wars celebration. Mm-hmm. So they did celebration of Harry Potter, and they would have like, you know, actors and stuff there. And Jason Isaacs was there.
And he's such a cool guy. Yeah.
Yeah. For those who don't know, that's Lucius Malfoy.
Yeah.
So when we got up to talk to him, I asked him about being the smartest man on Earth, which is a reference to Armageddon. Which
of course, he's so good in that. Like, I wouldn't take the advice from a man who got like a C in astroscience. So
he laughed, and I was like, "Was Bruce Willis? Is Bruce Willis really an asshole?" He was like, "Nah, he was really nice." And then I asked him about what Dragon? Oh shit, the movies.
Oh, he's in
the one with Sean Connery.
Dragonheart.
Dragonheart, yeah.
Yes.
Dennis Quaid. I asked him about that. Didn't ask a single question about Harry Potter.
I bet you loved that. I bet you absolutely loved that. Yeah.
And that was me. And I'm also then standing in front of him in a Slytherin costume. And I didn't ask a single question about Harry Potter.
Perfect. That's a memorable conversation for him, I bet. So
I hope so. That's my hope.
Oh, wow. I mean, you do get to interview people that, you know, the fandom classes is famous because you got to chat to Ray for a bit, didn't you?
Oh man, that was so much fun. He was so nice. That's all thanks to Jason and Kitty making a nice impression on him when they got a chance to meet him and Rami Park and a couple other of the writers and stuff on that.
Yeah,
on the,
really not jealous right now.
Well, they live in California, so like, you know.
I suppose so. Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, like, you know, since we're kind of like tangentially, like, Amazon recognizes Dragonmount as like a media source.
Yeah.
So they added us on their like media information thing. So like, you know, like they like we have access to the Amazon press media site and stuff like that.
Nice.
But you know, when they were like doing stuff in LA, they would invite Kitty and Jason because they both live there. So I'm still super jealous. Yes, but they made a good impression. So you know, that's how you know, through that is how Rafe ended up coming to making a special surprise appearance at JordanCon Line when we did JordanCon Line, and how we stayed in contact with him.
That was not to jump on your conversation was the first time I watched, I knew about JordanCon for like 5 years because it clashes with my birthday and I do like a big event with my friends. I never went. I'm like, well, maybe next year, And it never happened. And then obviously the pandemic happened and JordanCon went online. I was like, oh, I can go, you know, I'm doing air quotations here that no one can see except Tom.
I can hear them.
You can hear them. Nice. Yeah. And so I watched, and that was actually the first thing I watched. I was watching and Rafe just pinged on screen about a minute after I started watching. I was like,
what the fuck?
What is going on right now? What is this? So, that's a fun memory you've just given me there because I've forgotten that was the first JordanCon experience for me.
Yeah, that was that, and he like two people at JordanCon knew that we were doing that because he didn't tell anybody. Like Amazon didn't know he was doing that.
Oh shit!
Yeah, no, he just
did. He get in trouble for that?
Yes, he did. Like he's not really in trouble. They were like, hey, don't do that shit.
Yeah,
it's mostly like he is like genuinely like really nice and wanting to be like in touch with the fandom. Like he. With just Sarah Nakamura, she was actually the first face I ever saw at the first JordanCon because she used to be.
She does what Ebony does now. I forget the title.
Kind of. There wasn't that there like that. There were no titles. Oh. No one had job descriptions or anything for the first like 6 years of JordanCon. She was registration technically. So her and Christy Lusser were the registration. So they were like the welcoming party to JordanCon.
Mm-hmm.
And so Sarah was very much a part of JordanCon for a long time. So that's kind of how Rafe had that knowledge of JordanCon. And he feels like an attachment to that, because that was one of the only official like fan community, like convention type things that Wheel of Time had.
Yeah.
So he just like, oh, I want to do something with them. Like Sarah was like, he's so cute. He's like, he's really sad that he can't come. And like, she was texting with him or whatever.
Aww.
And then this last year, he was during opening ceremonies, he actually called Sarah on the phone and was like, do you think I should like say hello and like whatever? I just want to say hello to everybody. He was really nice. He's aww, genuinely like a really nice dude.
I mean, he doesn't come across like an asshole, but that's really sweet. I
know,
sweet,
but like, you never know. You know. Like, he's an actor, technically. You know?
Yeah, this is true. This is true. Yeah.
You want to believe, like, all of your, you know, that, like, all of the actors are good people, but sometimes you find out, you know, they're actually not. But he's either really good at acting, which I've seen Survivor, I don't think he is. or he's a genuinely good dude. And I think it's the latter.
Yeah, I agree. I think it's the latter there, so... Yeah. Oh, well, that is really sweet. That's nice to know. But so how much notice did you get for that interview? Did you know about that? Like, was that like, hey, tomorrow you're interviewing Rafe? Or was it like a week, or?
Maybe like 10 days.
Okay.
Like they said, we might be able to get an interview with Rafe. We won't know until like probably a few, like it could be like, you know, a day before.
Right.
So we were like, we're not going to say anything until we know for sure. And then Rafe was like, oh, like, you know, I want to say that it was like 10 days, whenever we announced it, it was like a day or two before we announced it was when
right.
we knew for sure we were going to be able to do it. So okay. It was probably like about 10 days. Yeah. And then we were just at Kathy and Jason and I scrambling to come up with questions. And then we were like, well, we always want to engage. Like, it's like, we have to engage. We have to use engagement with the community. Let's get questions out there. So, you know, we want to get, you know, stuff from the community. And then, you know, trying to make all the questions coherent.
Yeah, I'm sure you just got people just basically like, ask this, you know, I'm sure people screamed season two at you multiple times.
Yeah, I want to say there was, I think when I did control F on the spreadsheet, it was like freaking like 200 questions were just about, had season two in it.
Oh, that sounds about right, doesn't it?
Yeah. But he did kind of answer, you know, the season two question, which was nice.
I've been jokingly debating internally with myself for that last two or three days. Should I start those, you know, countdown tweets where people, I think the innkeeper was the most prominent person doing it, but a few people did it. I've been like, this many days left in whenever it was, 2021, like, you know, this is the longest you possibly have to wait until season one comes out. Yeah. I was like, should I do that for season two? Would that be funny? I'm like, do I have enough emotional energy to set up that many tweets? And I was like, I'll think about it. So,
man, we're going to be it's going to be like near 2 years almost when season two comes out. If it comes out in like, say, November, it would be.
Yeah. It would be 2 years if it came out in November. I did a poll on Threefold Talk last week, and I think we asked, like, when is season two coming out? I think it came up in discussion. And one of the options was, maybe it was that, yeah. One of the options was August, just for a laugh. And that was the choice everybody went for, obviously. So.
He said that they're still doing post on it, so.
Yeah.
Like that, you know, could be a bit. He said more likely the end of 2023.
Yeah, I remember him saying that.
It's probably just fourth quarter sometime.
Yeah, definitely. Although hopefully a little earlier than last time, because right up to Christmas was tough.
Yeah, yeah. I'm hoping like, you know, end of September, October.
That would be nice. I mean, if he could do like the first episode. Like just before the beginning, like at the very beginning of September. Let me look at the dates now.
Yeah, get that, write that down, Rafe.
Yeah, Rafe, if you could do it on like, say, Friday the 1st of September, drop a couple episodes because MalkyrieCon starts on like the 9th.
There you go.
So, or maybe even drop it on the 8th and we can do a viewing party on the Friday night. So, you know. It would just take over the weekend. Obviously, that's all we would talk about. We just So I'm scrapping all the panels, and we're just going to sit here for 8 hours every day. And
playing the episodes in each panel.
I could just feel vibes from the CEO over sitting across from me, who being like, "Rob, we're not doing that for 8 hours on both days." yeah, she's giving me a look right now.
That's good. Well, so you're an April birthday too. I'm also April.
I am, yes. April 24th, so it often clashes with the Jordan Con choice of weekends. This year. Oh, okay, nice. Yeah, I share mine with Brian the Gleeman.
I share mine with Jimmy Liang, actually, the co-chair.
Oh, cool. I love it when there were other people. There was like two or three people having birthdays when I was there last year. So it was good fun. I thought I need to get a birthday ribbon so people, you know, have their birthdays. Definitely. And JordanCon is my present or something like that. So
we've had a lot of interesting celebrations at JordanCon. We've had, several birthdays. But we actually performed, I think, two weddings.
Wow.
There was a wedding in the hotel happening at the same time as JordanCon ones, and a prom.
There was a prom last year, wasn't there? I'm sure I saw a bunch of kids coming in and out in, like, you know, school prom outfits.
I don't remember. I don't think so. No, I don't think so. Because, like, it was supposed to be in our contract, like, since the beginning, since, like, the second or third JordanCon, that there were no other events at the hotel when we were there. Right. And they just still scheduled stuff. But we use every room now. So there's no...
there's no way for them to schedule
anything. There's nowhere to schedule a thing, yeah.
Yeah. Maybe there was just a whole bunch of kids who booked the hotel for some random weekend.
It's entirely possible, yeah. I mean, the prom is that weekend. But they might have just been staying in the hotel for fun.
Yeah, maybe that's what we saw then. Because I remember seeing, there must have been like at least a dozen kids. And I was like, is there a prom happening? I thought we booked the whole weekend, like the whole hotel, like, you know. So they must have just been staying there and going somewhere, I suppose. Yeah. But it's getting back to the interview. It's fun that you got to do. No, it's fine. It's fun that you got to do that. It was so nice of Rafe was awesome. To hop on.
Yeah. Oh, so, behind the scenes note, he was actually at the Wheel of Time season 2 wrap party when he was on with us in the UK.
Was he?
They were like in the other room at the wrap party. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
I was hoping that someone would like come sneak on camera or something.
Oh, man, that would have been so cool.
Yeah. But yeah, he was actually at their wrap party.
Yeah, because they're all in London now doing the writing and things, aren't they?
Yep.
So... and yet they still don't come and see me in Manchester, shockingly. Yeah. So anyway, enough of just chatting about things we wish would happen in 2023 a lot sooner than they're going to. Let's talk about things that are happening now.
Okay.
I like to talk about what the fandom has been up to in the past week or so. Yeah. Is there anything been happening that's caught your eye that you were like, hey, Rob, this has been hilarious. I love this.
I've been, I follow pretty much everybody, which is my problem. My For You page on TikTok and my Twitter feed is just cluttered with everybody. But the stuff that everyone's posting, their theories for season 2 have been funny. And their theories for, Lanfear talking about stuff from like, you know, the Dusty Wheel and stuff right. like that. The big secret that they revealed.
Yes. But Lanthier is not dead.
Yeah.
Yeah. What sort of theories have you been seeing? Because I've missed this. So this is something that I'm not familiar with.
The theories that everyone's kind of had for a little bit about the, you know, the bloody hand from the season 2 teaser thing. Like,
right.
Like, oh, that's Lanthier. So it's that. And then, there's a whole sect of people that are mad that Lanfear is alive. And I don't really know why.
Yeah, I'm okay. I
don't really understand why, because I usually don't listen. Like when I see like stuff pop up on my For You page, that it's like as soon as I hear people start complaining, I usually just scroll by.
Yeah, that's fair. Yeah, I tried to do that too.
I don't want to listen. I have enough negativity. I don't need to.
Yeah. Sometimes I try and draw it out a little bit. So I've been doing the YouTube shorts, but only with my jokes. Gray and I sit there and he tells me jokes and I pretend to not like them. it's been good fun. But I then started to make, I made a reel about Magda, who played Tigraine, the stunt actress. Mm-hmm. And she posted like a boxing routine or practice or exercise she was doing. And I saw someone do like a reel where like some music played and it was like really, really cool. And then it was the Jurassic Park, you know, where they first turn up and he like grabs the other professor's head and turns in and she goes, and then it's like changed over to Magda Boxing. So I did that. That was really fun. So I was like, oh, I'll just make silly reels now and again. I did one. It was the Daniel Craig dancing thing.
Yeah.
And it was like me every time I hear a Wheel of Time fan excited for changes in the TV show or something like that. Yeah. And I instantly got like some book cloak comments, like real quick. So yeah. I remixed my own reel with Gray the Puppet. And we were dancing to the music. And it said, me and Gray, when my reel instantly pulls out book cloak comments. And we just danced. And this person came back and was just like, oh, they were really negative. Yeah. It killed me. I was hilarious. I was dying of laughter. It was so funny. Yeah.
That's funny. As long as you can have fun with it. I got to go check it out now. I love puppets. Obviously.
Yes, you have your own puppet. Is Tom Puppet there or is Tom Puppet chilling? Folks, if you're not aware, Tom Puppet made an appearance at the second semi-annual, I'm going to say it's this stage, because Alan is in charge of when he decides we're going to do it. But the second semi-annual, there it is, Twitter Time Awards, and Leafcast do our red carpet as stars and celebs and nominees turn up. And this year they were joined by Tom. I didn't know Tom was going to have a puppet.
Yes,
but Tom, you were incredible. The guys are hilarious. But you were like the third part of the puzzle I never knew they needed. And it was like the three of you have been working together for like decades. You just the energy flowed around and you were brilliant together, the three of you. It was great. It was a lot of fun to watch.
We clicked real quick when they invited me to be a guest on their show. And I was, you know, what I lovingly refer to as Meet Tom, when I was on their show the first time. And then they were like, hey, our guest that was coming next week canceled. Do you want to do next week too? And I was like, sure. So in between that, I picked up a puppet and I didn't tell them. And then so when I popped on the StreamYard with them, I had the puppet on the screen.
That's amazing.
And I enjoyed it. Like, I was like, this is fun. Like, I like. For lack of a better term, I like playing with the puppets. It was fun. So
it is hilarious. I would do entire shows as Gray. So yeah. I totally can appreciate what you're saying there.
And a little behind the scenes note, my puppet is actually a Jesus puppet.
Do you know, but it looks a lot like you, Tom. I thought you had it made.
Nope. I altered it slightly. So
okay.
The only puppet I could find with a beard was a Jesus puppet and like a $400 Viking puppet, which I was no, thank you.
Yep, agree there.
The Jesus puppet was 20 bucks. So,
bargain.
Damn, I got it. So, but he had hair. So the head is like two pieces of felt like sewn together with the seam like going like, I don't know. It splits the head in half on like the X hemisphere, I guess, like through his face. Like his face is on one half and the back of his head is on the other half. And the back of the head had all the hair on it. So I just cut that off and just got another piece of felt that was the same color and sewed it on.
That is amazing.
Yeah.
But that is great.
It does look a lot like me. Which is
kind of bet they lost their minds when you put that on screen.
They did. Oh, yeah, they did. They were like, oh, my God. And then they were super impressed because I last the whole episode with the puppet. When it was like
it's
2.5 hours.
Handwork is hard, isn't it?
It is.
Yeah.
And I didn't have like, it was the first time I ever done that. So like I wasn't like set up for it well.
Mm-hmm. So you don't like, think you know, of those things. Like, you're like,
no.
Where do I put my arm? How do I move things? I need to have the camera somewhere else, but the mic's still near my mouth.
Exactly.
Like, yeah.
Mm-hmm. So I've improved since then. But that first night was rough.
You were genius on the Twitter Time Awards.
Do you remember the jacket that he was wearing?
The jacket?
He had a gold suit jacket.
And it was like it didn't sparkle, more like it glittered or something, didn't
it? Did,
it?
Yeah. It was like a metallic thread or whatever, and it had a pocket square. It was fantastic. I found it. We went into the children's department at Goodwill, and I'm like, I gotta find something that's fun.
Yes. That is great.
This is coming home with me. And I have my closet in this bedroom actually has a bunch of children's shirts and pants and stuff hanging on. Oh God. If someone broke in, they'd be like, what the fuck is wrong with this?
So it's I can change.
Oh my God. Oh my God. I just realized how horrible it is. Cause it's a closet full of camera equipment and children's clothes.
Oh my God, Tom, that's
it's terrible. Like there's like three tripods in there, a ring light.
Oh my Lord.
A green screen and children's clothes and a puppet and a Jesus puppet.
But perhaps you should move the clothes.
Maybe. No, I'm gonna leave it in there. Someone breaks in, it's their own damn fault.
This is true.
Oh God. I literally just realized that.
That's amazing. I hope that the Tom, I'm going to call it a Tom puppet. I can't call it a Jesus puppet. I'm sorry.
Oh, thank you.
But I hope the Tom puppet continues to appear because yes. It's great.
It's fun.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll bring Jordan Kahn with me.
Oh my God. Yes. You should do a panel.
Just as the puppet.
As the puppet. Oh no, actually we need to speak to the, so you know the puppets obviously have the giant heads.
Yeah.
We need to get a giant Tom head made. Okay. So then you can do Watchinary with them.
That would be fun. All right, I'm doing it.
Yeah. I think I feel like it was Kitty Kiyomi who made them.
Okay.
Yeah. Ask the boys, they'll know, obviously.
Yeah.
But yeah. The head is it's a lot.
Yeah, I remember. I would not be able to wear that all day. Well, if I'm not running around doing all the guest services stuff, I'll probably be able to a little bit more. But
No. I feel like you should sit there at registration and like welcome people wearing the puppet head, you know.
But make no reference to it.
Yeah. People are like, what's going on here? Be like, hi, I'm Tom, you know. So
that's it. Not say anything. And if someone references it, like it's rather rude to talk about somebody's like, you know, just saying my head is huge. Like what's wrong?
Yeah. I grew a lot as a child. Okay, don't pick on me. You know this is
my parents said I would grow into it one day, and it never happened.
You know how they say your ears never stop growing? Well, that happened to my head. Okay, be nice. You know. Oh man, that's brilliant. Yeah.
Something wrong with me?
No. There's everything right with you, Tom. So. But no, that's I just say go back to the Twitter Time Awards was. That was so much fun.
It was a ton of fun, yeah.
I mean, we'd upgraded how, like, the
a
tech
lot of work
stuff had worked.
You put into that, too.
Yeah. I really sat there and thought about the tech stuff and made a lot of changes. And it was far more successful this year than last year. I'm making more changes again for next year. But the quality difference, the boys were great the first year, but we all knew at what we were doing. No one, you know, we'd never done it before. We were just having fun.
That's how you do it. And then next year you're a little bit better. And the year after that, you're a little bit better.
Exactly. Yeah. But you need to be available for when it next happens because, you know, the three of you on screen, it was just gold. It was absolute gold stuff. So
I'm glad people enjoyed it. I had fun.
Yeah, I could tell. You know? And the music coming in, and you kept the way you kept screaming for like Rafe or Yosha or Zoe or anybody, you know, Rosamund, no, okay, right, Layla, no, you're too slow, go away, next, you know. it was brilliant. Did you plan that, or was that just off the cuff?
Nope.
You just started doing
we didn't
that.
Plan?
That's why I said you and not the you and the puppets.
No. They just, I think the planning that we did was
the time to be there.
Yeah, the time. And then we're like, it's like a red carpet thing. So like watch like, you know, like a red carpet thing and then, you know, do that. And we're like, all right, that was our plan.
Nice. Well, I think we can, I think we're going to give up talking about what the fan has been up to because we're having too much fun talking about
bad.
Stuff.
Yeah,
no. We're having too much fun talking about stuff you've been up to.
I just follow where the conversation goes. My brain is weird. I say it all the time. I actually do have ADHD.
No, it's great. What have you got coming up? Is there anything aside from the rewatches at Dragon Mount that we should watch out for?
Can or can't tell us about? I just did. I mean, they can't see this, but I'll show it to you. I just did an unboxing, a couple of unboxing videos.
Nice.
I got the Dragonsteel Hoid box.
Oh, okay.
So I unboxed that. And at the same time, the Kickstarter fairy dropped off the Avatar The Last Airbender tabletop role-playing game that I backed like a year ago.
Oh, Yeah, I remember hearing people talk about that.
So I did an unboxing for that as well.
Very nice. Very nice. Yeah.
So. Oh, and this month, the 18th, I would say. Yeah, the 18th. I've been doing, so when I was doing videos weekly when the show was coming out.
Right.
Like lives weekly. And then we were like, we want to keep doing them, but there's not enough to talk about weekly maybe. So let's maybe do them once a month. So I've been doing the once a month Saturday lives. Last week I interviewed Matt. This week coming up, I'm going to be interviewing Nicole Kopelkar.
Love him.
Yeah, he's great. He for those who don't remember, he was he's a composer and a musician, and he was like trying to vie to get a to be like the composer for the Wheel of Time show when it was coming out, and he had like a full orchestra.
Yeah, I love that piece. Like,
yeah, make a piece for the, you know, with for the Wheel of Time, and it was beautiful. So, but he's a huge Wheel of Time fan. He's a big nerd, and I think he recently just did all of the score for League of Legends, which, for those who don't know, is a video game. They're having a big event that's happening right now, and he did like the full score for all the music for that.
Oh, that's incredible. I love that. That's
He's going to join me on the 18th. So that's unboxing videos, rewatch, and that.
I'm going to have to watch that back later because I'm also live on the 18th.
Oh, okay. It's probably at a weird time for you. What are you? I don't know what you are.
I'll be doing it at 8 p.m. Eastern.
Okay. We're at 2:30 p.m. Eastern. So 2:30 p.m. Awesome. Eastern on February 18th. We will be live with Nicole Cole.
Brilliant. So make sure you're there watching that, folks, and then hang out and chill for a few hours and come join me,
yes,
Master of the Deck, and the Quiz of Time as we do a Valentine's Day shipping episode. I do them every year. Really? Who do we have last year? I can't remember who we had join us for Valentine's Day last year. But yeah, Kayla and I started this 2 years ago now. And was it? Yeah, 2 years ago now. And you know, we do them randomly throughout the other year.
Yeah.
Halloween's are a big one as well. randomly, you wouldn't think, why do we do shipping during Halloween? It's like, basically, we just want to talk about the monster fucking episodes. Loyal needs to get laid. In fact, that's probably what I'll title it next time.
Loyal needs to get laid.
Help Loyal get laid. we did them randomly in between. It's always a lot of fun. But Valentine's Day is the one we always do. So,
The Quiz of Timer, they're good people. I haven't met Matt yet, but we had, what is it, Camille? Oh, what was their other?
Yeah, Camille, James, Kat.
I know James. Yeah, Kat.
Obviously, Kat. Yeah, Kat. Yeah,
James, I've known for 17 years at this point. He's also a member at Tarvalon.net.
And I love when people meet James and they'd be like, you're so much taller than I thought you were.
Yeah, he's gigantic. He's like 6'7" or something like that.
Yeah, they really are. Yeah. It's brilliant.
Are they? Yes, I'm sorry. I've known them for a very long time. Very long time. I think it's got to be like 15 or somewhere between 15 and 17 years.
Wow.
That's one of amazing. My earliest memories with them was at Tarvalon.net does an anniversary thing.
Right.
And every year, like an event, and they just call it Annie. And they did their 10th Annie in Charleston, South Carolina. And Harriet invited people to her house, which was awesome.
Oh, wow.
And we did the Amaryllis tournament, which was three-day tournament. The first day was wits. So we did, like, I think trivia and something else. And then the second day was brawn, and we did inflatable sumo wrestling, you know, whatever you call that. Like those big inflatable costumes. Yeah, we did that. And wow. And James participated in that as well. That was one of my first memories of him. Like, because I think that was the first time I met him in person.
Wow.
Or them in person.
That is brilliant. Next time I see James, I'm gonna bring that up on the 18th. Be like, so I was chatting with Tom a couple of weeks ago,
and he told me,
oh, you have pictures?
I have pictures. Yes, I do. I have pictures from Jordan Con, from every Jordan Con, and from every Tarvalon event that I've been to. I have pictures of him in the sumo costume, but I won't share them unless he says so.
That's great. Unless they say so. That, I love that. I will definitely bring that up to James and see what they say. But yeah, I don't think Camille will be joining because Camille now lives in the UK.
Yeah.
Unless she can't sleep that night, I suppose.
Yeah.
That's what James said anyway. But yeah, come join us this Saturday, folks. Hang out with Dragon Map and then hang out with us and have fun on your Saturday. I think we should tie it up now. I try to run at about an hour. We're kind of there. But I feel like you have to come back, Tom, because this has been a blast. I just love chatting and hearing stories and
so many.
Just talking about things. I'm sure you do. I can tell you do. You had one before we even started about your t-shirts.
Yeah. I mean, it's just when you're just around for so long, I guess just shit happens. And
yeah.
We should
definitely do. There we go. We'll do. We'll get Jordan Con crew together. We'll get some folks who have been around Jordan Con for.
We could do something at the con, maybe.
Yes. I mean, I do love doing a con recording. I did. So I started the WattCon. I did do one at Jordan Con, I think. No, I think I did it post, actually, Jordan Con. Okay. But at WattCon, what I did was I called it WattCon After Dark. So on the Sunday nights, and I do mean the night because I didn't start till about 9 or 9.30 at night, I sat in the bar, the hotel bar.
Oh, yeah.
And there's
like
20 of us there or something. And I was like, right, I'm just going to record and we're going to see what happens. And I'm just going to call random people over to come talk to me for like 5 minutes, 10 minutes, whatever, and then be like, cool, go enjoy yourself.
I release you.
Me. Yeah, I release you. And then call someone else over. And it was chaos in the best way. So many mic issues. So definitely going to try and do that at JordanCon this year.
I'm down. We can, maybe we'll do something like, you know, we could pool our resources and see if we could set something up to be a little bit, you know, cleaner.
I love this. I love this idea. So, but before I let you go, Tom,
sure.
Tell people where they can find you. Or Dragon Mount, or both, whichever you prefer.
Sure. So you can find me on Dragon Mount at dragonmount.com. The links to all of our social medias are there. The Dragon Mount YouTube, it's Dragon Mount. If you go to YouTube and search Dragon Mount, will come up. And pretty much everything I've done is on there. I also now have a website that my wife made for me.
Aw.
It's just tomdesimone.com. So it's T-H-O-M and then D-E-S-I-M-O-N-E.com. And it's just pretty much just got links to the stuff that I'm doing currently with Dragon Mount. But I'm also going to be at a bunch of conventions, not just WattCon and JordanCon. I also do panels and stuff at, there's another local Georgia convention called Conjuration, which is a lot of fun. And I think I'm going to be going to LibertyCon this year also, which is another smallish, you know, like I want to say a 1500, 1600 people.
Yeah, just little, you know.
Well, tiny. I mean, when you compare it to like something like Dragon Con, which is like 90,000 or something.
Yeah, it's just insane, isn't it? You know, that's a different thing, isn't it?
Yeah, it's Mardi Gras for nerds, is what it is. like when people ask me which Dragon Con, like it's Mardi Gras for nerds. Imagine Mardi Gras, you got it. All right, now just make it nerds.
Yeah.
Of every flavor, Star Wars, Lord of the Rings.
Yeah.
Every book series that you've ever heard of. Theater nerds, because they have an entire theater track. So it's just, it's crazy.
That is mad.
But yeah, so I'm going to be Jordan Con there. I'm going to be doing my rewatches on Monday. February the 18th, I'll be talking to Nicole Kopelkar. And that's pretty much it.
And look forward to when he talks to Jon Favreau.
I'm just going to
Is he on Twitter? Can we do like default rand and be like day one, day 100, day 300 of me asking Jon Favreau to go be interviewed by Tom DeSimone?
I think I'm gonna go try to get it through Roy Choi because I feel like don't get me wrong, Roy Choi's a pretty famous chef, but I don't think he's the level of fame as
he's not Iron Man's bodyguard. So
exactly. Yeah. I'm gonna be like, just message Roy Choi, be like, hey man, I want to interview you and Jon Favreau about how awesome your friendship is.
Yes.
And ask you nothing about Marvel or Star Wars at all, because I don't
care. Yeah. I love that idea. As I said earlier, I will be thirst to watch it. So
yay.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for chatting. Thank you for listening, folks. I hope you've enjoyed. Thank you to those that have listened to us live. My wonderful patrons that turn up. I thank you for that. It's just Bailey Chia who hung out right to the end. But we had people popping in and out, which was lovely. I hope you're having fun. Please tell me what we did or didn't talk about from the fandom happening this week, because we had too much fun. We had too much fun talking to each other about stuff, which is brilliant.
Right by that.
And I'm okay with that because this was a lot of fun. So, but until next time, folks, may you always find love, water, and shade.
Thank you so much for listening to Malkia's Wrap-Up. If you'd like to support me, please head over to Patreon, where you can sign up and listen to the podcast as I record each week at any level. And thank you so much. Please follow the account on Twitter, join me on YouTube once in a while, and leave a comment and tell me what you liked and what I missed, because I'm sure there was plenty. But until next time, folks, please find love, water, and shade.